For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega. National Hispanic Heritage Month recognizes Hispanic and Latino American heritage and culture. Originally created in the late 60s as Hispanic Heritage Week under President Lyndon Johnson, it was expanded into a full month in 1988 by President Ronald Reagan. It runs from September 15th through October 15th in recognition of several Latin American countries whose independence was declared around mid-September. Rocio Quispe Agnoli is a professor at Michigan State University who specializes in topics including colonial Latin American studies and women's and gender studies. I spoke with Quispe Agnoli about the evolution of Hispanic identity in modern times.
The term Hispanic is quite ambivalent and a fluid term and remains controversial since its inception. I think that persons' self-identification as Hispanic, Latino, or Latin American today varies a lot according to several circumstances as well as individual and societal factors. And what is interesting to ask for me is when I get comfortable with someone, or someone is comfortable with me, I should say, is what are you? How do you identify yourself?
Hispanic culture is often male-dominated. One of the most famous women highlighted when looking at the culture is the artist Frida Kahlo. In fact, if you go to the official National Hispanic Heritage website, she will be the highlight. Even then, Frida Kahlo's personal story is often paired with that of Diego Rivera. Who were some examples of Hispanic women to look to as role models?
There are several models of Hispanic women to look at, and I'm going to mention some of my favorite ones. One of them is Sonia Sotomayor, the Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. She has an amazing story of migration, immigration, and putting herself through school. She's a great role model. She's one of my favorites. Another one is Ellen Ochoa, who is an astronaut, the first Latina to go to space. And she's now director of the Johnson Space Center. I would like to go back in time, and another model is Chilean poet Gabriela Mistral, who won the Nobel Prize of Literature in 1945, and of course, Frida Kahlo.
In 2013, the Embassy of Peru here in the U.S. Acknowledged you as Peruvian Woman of the Year for your academic and literary contributions. Can you tell me about that?
I teach a course, an IH course, that is called Native Latin America, in which I teach the conquest of Mexico and Peru, but from the point of view of indigenous sources. And it's an iDiscovery experience for the students. I received an award for that class, and the Peruvian Embassy liked that specific achievement a lot. And of course, it was a recognition of bringing Peru to the forefront of knowledge, of academic knowledge.
What do you think is the most interesting thing about the Hispanic and Latino community internationally right now?
What happens with Hispanics, Latinos, and Latin Americans is that we are defined by language. We are supposedly able to speak Spanish. That's usually the first assumption. And not everyone today can speak Spanish, at least fluently. And that is fine. But there is that assumption. And the fact that you speak Spanish immediately categorizes you in a group. You know, the people, an English-speaking person immediately puts you in a group of people. And there is an issue of embracing who you are, embracing your being Hispanic, Latino, embracing your language. And that is one way that you can empower people. If you speak English with a Spanish accent, love it. If you speak Spanish with an English accent, love it. Embrace the Hispanic or Latino or Latin American without you. Embrace also whatever may be foreign and beautiful. I'm sure it's beautiful. After all, in today's world, we are all a melting pot, and we should be proud of what we have.
I've been speaking with Rocio Quispe Agnoli. She's professor of postcolonial Latin American studies here at Michigan State University. Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you very much again for having me. Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Karel Vega.